Center Wellington. After a debate which included considering the ethics of medical assistance in dying, some councillors felt put on the spot and eventually voted against sending a letter of support to the province for a planned rural hospice. Retired Dr. Alan Simpson, in a delegation to Centre Wellington Council, asked for help in securing some funding from the province through a letter of support or an equivalent for a hospice site in Wellington County. In late May, the County of Wellington announced a commitment of 2 acres of land at Aboyne's Wellington Place campus for a 6-bed hospice site. Simpson thanked the county for its donation and letter of support. Simpson said these letters of support give ammunition to MPP Ted Arnott to bring to a conversation with the Ministry of Health, as there is currently no formal application process for hospice funding in the province. Every few years they may come up with a decision to say there will be a hospice in ABC, but we have yet to have any formal application. It has to be a political process with the help of TED and also support from our community, Simpson said. He highlighted Wellington Hospice in Guelph as a good facility but isn't as capable of serving residents in Wellington County as well due to distance. He also noted the facility does not provide MAID, which is something Simpson said those behind the rural hospice are looking to provide as an option. Cown. Stephen Keatras asked Simpson if they are not collaborating with Wellington Hospice because of the medical assistance in dying, MAID, issue, as he was under the impression that the group was looking to expand. Simpson said the Rural Hospice Advisory Group was previously working with Wellington Hospice but stressed MAID was an issue for them, but he did clarify MAID would simply be an option. Keatras then spoke of multiple painful experiences he's had watching relatives die, including his parents, an in-law, his sister and his first wife. I understand the politics of death and dying in Canada very well. The experience of death and dying is the most profound experience of humanity, Keatras said before stating his opposition to supporting the rural hospice site and MAID based on his principles as a Christian. A motion was then put onto the floor by Cown. Neil Dunsmore to send a letter of support for the rural hospice site. Mayor Kelly Linton said because council received the correspondence from Simpson previously, they could make a decision on it that day. Keatras said he felt there should be a more fulsome discussion about this rather than a sleight of hand slipped into the community at the final hours of council before it becomes lame duck. Dunsmore commented he too has watched people die without an option to end their life when they wanted to. I had to sit with them for 10 days while they struggled, and that was the most inhumane thing I have ever watched, Dunsmore said. If this hospice is willing to give people a choice, in consultation with their doctors and their family, then choice is what we should give them. Cown. Bob Foster put forward a motion to defer as he wanted more time to consider and talk with constituents about this issue. That motion failed to the disdain of Cown. Kirk McIlwain, who said he mostly supported the motion but also was not ready to make a decision on it. Cown. Ian McRae also noted he was unprepared but ultimately was supportive, as he felt patients should have a right to decide for themselves. As the mayor called the matter to vote, Cown. Stephen Van Leeuwen arrived at the meeting as he was late. In a recorded vote, the motion to send a letter of support failed 4-3. Linton, McRae and Dunsmore were in favor. Keatras and McIlwain voted against, although McIlwain noted it was reluctant, while Foster and Van Leeuwen abstained, which counts as a no.